Anu Vaya Mgena Vaya Puma Vaya Titi Sera
The MDC, the last of the parties in this year's harmonized election to launch its manifesto, said the party's electoral promises are built around the need to decentralize power and give all regions the authority to make developmental decisions critical to those areas. Mr. Ncube said devolution covers all aspects of development, economic revival, and the rebuilding of the country's relations with the international community, all based on the understanding that each citizen needs to be part of the decision-making structures of the nation. He said the devolution action points contained in the party's manifesto to embrace social delivery, which has collapsed due to the absence of a devolved system of government, excessive centralization of power, high levels of corruption, politicization of public institutions, and widespread bad governance, which his party seeks to address.
The first thing that an MTC government will do is to abolish the central system of government and replace it with the devolved system of government.
Mr. Ncube said the choice of Binga as a venue for the manifesto launch underlines the party's drive to decentralize power and build a government inclusive of all people in the country.
We are launching this manifesto in Binga. It is by design. It is by purpose. Our manifesto is a manifesto of the marginalized.
Party supporter Cecilia Chimbire, who attended the launch, said devolution of power to provinces has been well received by the people of Binga that have not benefited from the district's abundant natural resources.
The youth of Binga should get jobs from Wange Colliery. They should get fishing licenses to fish in Kariba. That's their profession that they live on here as the youth of Binga. So by devolution, we are saying they have the powers to determine what comes out of their communities. They also have the capacity to produce teachers, to produce nurses, to produce even engineers.
Binga is considered one of the least developed districts in the country, despite the abundance of resources in the tourism sector and its fishing industry, driven by the Zambezi River, which flows through the area. Zimbabwe is in full campaign mode as parties seek to court the electorate support ahead of the 31 June election. The MTC manifesto launch was attended by party officials from all the country's provinces, including party deputy president Edwin Mushoriwa. Reporting for Studio 7 in Binga, this is Notando Spanda.